So for quite a while, I've been making short films about artists in their studios, really just observational documentaries. So not interviews, just filming people making things, usually making an object from start to finish, and sort of just distributing them mostly online so people were watching in that way. So I really wanted to make a feature film, and I thought I'll combine those that filmmaking I'm doing, this observational style, with interviews, and then I'd have a kind of consistent feature-length film.
Okay, and one of the things that's most compelling about your films is the attention to detail, the ability to shoot very close up so we as the audience can actually understand what the person's doing, as well as exquisite a level of attention to the sounds. So can you tell me how you used that to orchestrate a feature? Because it's a long time, it's an hour and a half, and what you've done is create almost like a dialogue-less interior. That's what you've done, in a way.
Okay, so there's a few things to that. So the one thing, these films with a person making a thing, I didn't think that could be sustained for an hour and a half film by itself, which is why I did the interviews. So about half of the film is interviews and half of the films are the observational parts.
But they're about the same thing.
Yeah, that's it. They're about the same thing. So that's the thing. Like, because I've been making these short films about the people making things for such a long time without interviews, there's always a dimension to the art-making process that I couldn't capture by observation. I mean, you can get a lot through observation, seeing what they do and how they do it. But the other elements to the artistic life, you've got to talk to people. And so that seemed like a natural complement to the observational stuff.
So do you see your filmmaking as an artistic pursuit in the same way as the people that you are filming?
Yes, I do. That's right. And so the questions that I asked all of the participants were, I thought, well, what shall I ask them when I sit down for an interview? And I thought, well, what would I want someone to ask me? And so I wrote down about 10 questions that I would want someone to ask me about my artistic practice. And that kind of worked, I think.
Oh, wow. Let's hope I ask you some of them.
Yeah, okay, go.
You said that you started making films about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you stumble upon it, or what happened?
Okay. So I work as a teacher in environmental studies at university. There was kind of a thing where I always liked cinema, and I'd made a lot of home videos with my kids and stuff like that. And so I thought,
so you had opinions?
Yeah, opinions. I had opinions about environmental issues, you know.
But more particularly, when you took those family shots and all the rest of it, you must have started to understand length of time of shot as well as drama intrinsic to the frame.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I really enjoyed doing that. So this was just home videos, but I did edit them correctly, you know, or nicely.
And I
got better at it as I went along. So I thought, you know, it'd be really nice to learn how to make films properly and do that in, for environmental education. That was my plan. So I went to VCA and did the master's, and I learnt the tools of the trade there, how to use a proper camera and how to edit things using, you know, more sophisticated software, and how to record sound better and production quality, all the rest of it. So, and that was a great experience. I learned more formally that way, and that's when I started to make more films that weren't home videos.
Just as a matter of interest, from what you'd learned at the beginning by yourself and then harnessed it in a more professional way, was there compatibility? Or did you chuck things out?
Actually, no, that's funny, because the first few things I made when I was at film school was like, this isn't as good as what I was doing at home. And I think maybe I kind of a little bit confused about where I was at with what I wanted to do with it. I kind of got the hang of it eventually.
Yeah, but it's interesting, isn't it? Because it's all about, I was talking to someone else who said he makes things by himself with a camera, with sound. He has worked in bigger groups and he does like that, but he doesn't like it when everybody's really interested in their titles rather than the making of the film.
One thing that I gravitated towards as a working process at film school and then kept going afterwards, which was to do everything by myself. I mean, at film school, they encouraged to have crews, and so everybody would have a crew, and you'd crew on each other's films. And so, you know, someone would be the sound person with the boom, and you know, someone's doing the camera, and someone's the director, and you know, somebody else might doing lighting or whatever.
Because you've got to be able to communicate with each other. That's what they think. You've got to be able to get money to make your films.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why you've got to be able to communicate, got to get other people to do things for you.
Yeah, right.
That's like, not your purpose.
Well, that's the thing. I like just doing it all myself, and that way I can, A, control everything myself and do it the way I want to do it, and B, I don't have to worry about budgets or funding because like all I got to do is pay myself and I'm free.
Yeah. And also you've got another way of making a living. Did you know the people who were in the Nicholas building?
I knew some people. So I got a grant from the City of Melbourne to do a series of shorts.
So you're not completely incapable of getting your own funding?
No, just a little, you know, City of Melbourne arts grant. It's pretty, you know, they were good. So anyway, I sort of knew people at Craft Victoria who were, I'd filmed people that they represent.
Yes.
And so I had a contact there and I said, you know, let's put in a grant proposal together to do a series of shorts of people who are represented by Craft Victoria.
Yep.
And that's how I met some people from the Nicholas building.
Yeah, which is a great place because it frames the whole discussion that you're doing in terms of artistic endeavour.
Yeah, that's it. So the building itself, you know, there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of studios and there's a lot of interesting people there. So it was a good device for a feature to be able to sort of say, okay, that'll kind of give it some kind of unity to be able to say, okay, we'll call it the Nicholas Building and there's all these people working in this particular space.
It's a bit like Alice in Wonderland, really, in a way, isn't it? Because you're going into people's places. Now, tell me, what were the challenges?
The challenges were just finding the time to do it all, I guess, you know? I mean, because... Okay, it wasn't funded, so I'm chipping away at it my own time mostly. So I was partly funded. I got another City of Melbourne grant to do the shorts of them making things.
Ah, right.
Yeah. So that was...
So it's a developmental... First it started off as the shorts, as you said at the beginning, and now it's developed into an hour and a half long feature, which has got many more leaks, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So the funding was for the shorts, and I made the shorts... And then I was like, okay, now I'm going to make the feature out of this. And so that was doing all the interviews, was the other half.
Oh, right. Of it. Did you incorporate the shorts that you'd already shot?
Yeah.
And then interleave them with the interviews?
Correct. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. So you'd already done all that hard work. It's actually quite hard. I mean, I know that artists like to do their art, but they don't always necessarily like to talk about what they're doing or why they're doing it, but you obviously are a person that they felt quite comfortable with.
I think that I developed a rapport with everybody first by making these films of them making things because I'd already sort of spent days or you know a day at least in the studio with them, so they already knew me. And so when I contacted them later on, said I want to turn into a feature and can we do an interview, everyone was great. Everyone was like, yeah, sure, come in and see me. Nobody said no. So and so I guess I had the rapport and, yeah, that people felt comfortable talking to me, I think.
And so ultimately it was in the edit that it was sewn together.
Yeah. So the original shorts of people, the observational documentary part of it were much longer, so I shortened them down to, you know, sort of like 4 or 5 minutes each one. And then I did an hour-long interview with everybody and then cut those down to about 4 or 5 minutes each too. So, and then it was a matter of sort of putting those parts together, the observational parts and the interview parts.
Did you have key understandings about artistic process or were they divulged to you in those conversations or in those actions from the people?
So I had my own ideas about artistic process from my own process. Like I asked questions that were pretty open and people gave answers that I was sort of surprised with. I mean, I hadn't thought about it that way. And so people said things that were like, this is how I come up with ideas, or this is how I experiment, or this is how I view the art making process. These are all different perspectives, I think, and that's the thing with making art. Everyone does it differently.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? And the other thing about it is you do these rather nice, tasty sort of exterior shots from the windows. Did you do them before or after?
During. So I was usually in people's studios, and I'll get some stuff from the windows. Sort of helps to situate the people in the place, you know, because you can see Flinders Street Station from
the
windows. Yeah. So it's sort of...
And also the quality of the light in the sky.
Oh, yeah. Like, I filmed most of that in winter.
Yeah.
Like, this time last year, actually. And, it was a very moody time. And it was a really, really cold week. And it was great, actually, because it kind of got the mood that I wanted to get.
That's interesting. So you had a sense of mood.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when I was thinking about making it, I was like, oh, you know, it's a big effort to make a film. And I was sitting there, and I just kind of got a sense of a mood. And I thought, you know, I like that. You know, there's this kind of feeling. If I can get that across in a film, that's inspiring. That's what is something I would like to create. I'd like to make that.
I really liked your film. I found it a filmmaker's film. Because I do radio, the sounds in it were just so incredible and precise. I was thinking about how you shot it. So did you learn how to do that at the time, or did you already have theories about how to do it?
It's sort of just doing it on the spot. I mean, I got a bit of experience because I've been on quite a few of these ones before. Yeah, look, it's really just one thing. I always ask people to turn off the lights so that it's natural light coming through the windows, and that sets a certain tone for lighting anyway, if it's possible. And then it's just they make the thing, and I just move around, and I usually don't direct them at all. You know, they're just doing it as they would normally do it.
That's what's interesting. It's so much like taking live sound and getting people to do what they're doing without interfering with them.
Mm.
I mean, that's what's the fascination.
Yeah, because the thing is, I learnt from doing, actually, that whenever I interfered and said, oh, let's set this a bit more formally, it wouldn't work.
No.
It would feel really phony or something like that. So the more I just stayed out of the way, the better it was.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I mean. I mean, that's a very artful approach to making a film. It's in the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival. Have you shown it to other people? And if so, what are their reactions?
I haven't shown it to anybody yet. So this is new. Like, I'm talking to you. You're one of the only people I know who've watched the film from start to finish. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm honoured.
Good.